the ranks, he really got to understand and trust and believe in us, and I think the American people have.
Mr. President, Secretary Dillon is available if you want to talk to him.
Yes,
He's going to leave at 4:15. He will be. His secretary is holding.
Hello?
Yes? Oh, hello, sir.
Hello?
Doug Howey.
Calling, Mr. President.
I had a little disturbing conversation this morning with Dirksen on another matter, and we got down to the specifics of some of our program, and apropos of what you said yesterday afternoon when we were talking, I said, I hope you'll help me on this interest equalization. And he said, well, didn't much believe that was necessary. And he talked to Williams about it, and he talked to Byrd about it, and they didn't think it was needed, and no reason to spend any time on that, that I might as well let them go on home, and that's a problem, but really wasn't necessary. And I said, well, we think it's very important, and we just don't think you could do that. And he said, well, Douglas feels it's not too important, too. And I said, Douglas, hell, you mean Dillon doesn't think this is necessary? And he said, oh, no, I mean Paul Douglas. I said, when did you start following Paul's leadership? And he laughed. I then talked to Anderson and asked him to take some leadership. He called me about another matter. He said he'd vote for it. He'd been against it till you talked to him, but he'd vote for it. He's usually that way, you know. But he couldn't. He's going to be gone, but he'd vote for it, and he got back. Now, I asked Dirksen why they didn't vote on it this week. You finished your hearing. We're ready for a vote. Well, he said Harry's down home. Didn't want to come up here. So I thought while that's fresh on my mind, I better call you out at lunch and give you a report and tell you that I'd touched those two bases today, and I expect maybe better get to Larry, and we better see about around tailing them up on both sides so we can get a vote on that. So we get back.
I talked to Smathers at length this morning. I was up to see him, and he said he'd checked out quietly the Democratic side, and he didn't think that anybody would vote against it except possibly Byrd.
What about Douglas?
He thought he was okay. Now, Rosa was seeing him this morning, and I haven't had the report on that yet. Smathers said he would take leadership in this thing, and he called Elizabeth Springer and asked her to call Byrd and get to say he was interested and wanted the hearings to start right away when they got back.
Haven't they finished the hearings?
No, I mean one of the executive sessions.
Executive session. Okay, well, I'll follow. Anything you want me to do, you tell me.
I'm Russell tomorrow morning, and I'm glad you talked to Dirksen. We're on that. I'll get back at him because...
I wish you would.
I talked to him earlier, and he'd seem sort of all right. But this is what I knew was Williams' point of view. He'd rather that there be no action so he isn't recorded against it, but just so that it doesn't happen, because if we get trouble with this, that's fine for their campaign.
Yeah. You go see Dirksen before he goes to that committee.
I'll do that.
To that convention and show him how bad it'd be for the country.
Right.
Thank you.
Thank you.